Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Moko shabaka de eke oririaka. Amamo oko shabaka de eke oririaka. Oh, we thank you today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come to praise you. We come to honor you. We come to bless you. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for blessings and favor. Lord, bless us and keep us and our families. Make your face to shine upon us and our families and be gracious to us. Lord, lift up your countenance upon us and give us peace in the name of Jesus. Oh God, make us as Ephraim and Manasseh in the name of Jesus. Lord, let us be satisfied with favor and filled with your blessings in the name of Jesus. Lord, we command your blessings upon our lives. Yeyololobokoshabaka. Give us revelation and let us be blessed in the name of Jesus. Father, we are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ, and we receive the blessings of Abraham. Lord, in blessing us, oh God, bless our children, our families, in multiplying us, bless them as the stars of heaven and the sands of the seashore. Lord God, shower your blessings upon our lives, upon our children, upon our generation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now for what you're doing, what you're going to do in all of us in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we command, oh, God, your blessings upon our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us revelation and letting us be blessed. Oh, God, we are blessed. We are the seed of Abraham through Christ Jesus, and we are blessed of the Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. Let your showers of blessings be upon us and upon our children and their lives and their families in the name of Jesus. Turn every curse sent our way into a blessing. Let your blessing make us and our children and our families rich in the name of Jesus. Let all nations call us and our children and our families blessed. Let all generations call us blessed. We are a son of the blessed. We live in the kingdom of the blessed. Our sins are forgiven, and we are blessed. Lord, daily you load us up with benefits. We are chosen by you, O God. We are blessed by you, O God. Our seed and our seed and our seeds and even those to be born are blessed. Let us inherit the land in the name of Jesus. We are a part of a holy nation. We are blessed. Lord, bless our latter end more than our beginning. Lord, let your presence bless our lives in the name of Jesus. Well, good afternoon. Thank you all so much for coming on Wednesday midweek Bible study. Hallelujah. Oh, it's an awesome day. It's a glorious day because the Father woke us up this morning. He started us on the path of righteousness. He knows our name. Ain't nobody like our God. He is mighty. He is holy. He is righteous. He is King. He is Lord of our lives. And we acknowledge him as our Lord, as our Savior, as our King, as our Shepherd, as the one who lead us in the path of righteousness, not for our name's sake, for his name's sake. Well, good evening. Good afternoon, rather. I thank God for each of you all coming on. I thank God for blessing you all with excellent health, strength, life, abundant life, blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing. Well, get your Bibles ready. You know it's Bible study time. Got to have those Bibles on hand. I thank God for each one of you all. Oh, my God, you are one of the biggest blessings in my life. I thank God. Nobody like our Lord. Our Lord, our King. He's awesome. He's mighty. He's holy. He is a righteous King. Well, we thank God for favor today. Blessings and favor. Woo! Blessings and favor come from our Lord. And we are thanking him. Woo! He's a royal King, a mighty God. And he knows what he's doing. Yeah. He know what he's doing in your life. He know what he's doing. He don't ever make no mistakes. So trust him. Do not lean upon your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and trust in him like never before. He knows where the pandemic is. He knows who has it and who doesn't. He's leading us in a plain path. Listen, you got to hear the voice of God. If you don't hear it yet, get in your secret place every day and say, Lord, I need to hear your voice. I need to hear you, and I need to know without a shadow of a doubt that it's you. It's only two voices that are speaking, the righteous, holy voice of the Lord God Almighty and the voice of the devil. And the voice of the devil says, Lord! But the voice of the Lord is soft and quiet. You can't always hardly hear his voice. So you got to listen. You got to get in a quiet place. So when he tells you, don't eat that, obey. When he say, don't go out today, obey. Don't say something told me not to do that. No, obey. God is speaking.
Yes, Lord.
So
yes,
I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we have Gloria Dean, Minister Gloria Dean Charlotte with us from Metairie, Louisiana. She's an awesome, mighty God, woman of God like all of us. And she is sold out for Jesus like all of us. And, of course, the Lord has blessed her with angelic melodious sounds from the throne room of the King. Good afternoon, Glory Dean Charlotte. How are you? We can't hear you yet, but keep trying.
I thank God I had it on mute.
Okay.
I just thank God for who he is. I thank God for my healing, and I thank God for healing all of us, praise God. I just give God all of the glory, all of the honor, because it's due him, it's for him, praise God. Hallelujah. So I just
Amen, thank God. Amen. So I thank God for you. What are you going to play and sing today?
Well, I thank everybody knows glory, glory, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for that song, Minister Glory Dean. It was awesome. I thank God because He has anointed you, oh God, with the melodious songs from on high. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. We praise in the Lord. I have my spiritual son on with us, Abiadu. I don't know if he's praying or playing or singing today. Abiadu, are you playing a song today?
I'm going to be playing a song today, but it will be in the next 10 minutes, if you don't mind.
No, just text me when you get ready, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we thank the Lord today. He's Lord God Almighty, mighty in the heavens and in the earth. In case you haven't noticed, He's still on the throne. He ain't dropped out the sky. He's still alive today. So I thank God for you all. Well, we have Esther Collins on with us, and we're going to be doing some affirmations. So I thank God for the affirmations today that we're going to be doing. You know, we got to affirm. You know, the death and life are in the power of our tongue. But we don't want to speak that wrong thing. We got to speak life. We can't say, oh, Lord, da-da-da, uh-uh. We can't sing that old song. We got to have a new song unto the Lord every day. So thank God for Esther Collins being on with us this afternoon. She lives in New Orleans, Louisiana. I thank God for each of you being on with us. I'm praising the Lord for you all, been praying for you all. I missed you all so much. Some of you did get to come on Family Vacation Bible School, and we had an awesome time. And we're going to have an awesome time in the Lord today. We're going to praise Him like never before. So we're ready. I believe I unmuted all the lines. Let me just check to make sure so we all can speak the affirmation that the Lord has given us so we can speak life, abundant life. All right, everybody can repeat after me. I was created.
I was created.
Created.
To love God.
To love God.
To my heart.
Follow my soul.
For my strength.
All right, Esther's going to say the scriptures, and you can listen. Thank God.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 5. And I shall love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, all thy soul, and with all thy might. Amen.
Amen. Repeat after me. I was created. To love others. Like I love myself.
To love others like I love myself.
Matthew chapter 22, verse 39. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Amen.
Thou shalt love thy.
All right. So, say my steps.
My steps.
Ordered by the Lord.
Ordered by the Lord.
Esther?
From the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Amen.
Repeat after. I delight myself. In the Lord.
And he gives me the desire of your heart.
The desire of your heart. All right, Esther.
From the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give the desires of thine heart.
All right, repeat after me. I commit my way.
I commit my way.
To the Lord.
To the Lord.
And I trust in him.
And I trust in him.
All right, Esther.
Book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 5. Commit thy will to the Lord. Trust also in him. He shall bring it to pass.
Amen. Repeat after me. The book of the law.
The book of the law.
Is in my thoughts.
Is in my thoughts.
Daily.
My heart. Daily.
And in my heart.
I meditate on God's word.
Night and day.
I obey.
All.
That is written in it.
So then.
I will make my way prosperous.
I will make my way prosperous.
And I will have good success.
And I will have good success.
All right, Esther.
From the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have full success. Amen.
Amen. Repeat after me. Life is in the power of my tongue.
What I say shapes my future.
All right, Esther.
From the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall approve thereof.
Amen. Repeat after me. I am healthy. And prosperous.
My soul.
And body.
Third John 2. Love, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. Well.
Amen.
I thank God for you all. You know, we got to remember what we say. You know, sometimes I'm quick to speak, but I'm asking the Lord to change that in me, that I would think words in my mind before I speak them and cancel those negative things that I say. Because, I mean, you know, we kind of bent towards that way, but I'm asking the Lord to change that in me so that I can speak his word. And I won't be speaking death on myself, but I will speak life on myself. I'm asking you to join me in that endeavor. All right. Well, we've been gone a couple of weeks or so I'm going to ask that you get your Bibles ready and alert your mind, because we're going to be doing a little bit of review about the Bible. So, you know, the rules for name. And give the answer. Don't say, "Oh, I got it." No, state your name. Give the answer. Now, you know what? I know sometimes I cut people off, and I don't mean to. It's something God is working on in me. You know, I'm still under construction. But here's the thing: we got to learn to speak direct. Sometimes we say 50 sentences that could be said in five sentences. So let's speak direct. Let's not keep repeating ourselves. You know, sometimes even when I pray, I hear myself repeating, you know, the same thing. And I'm like, Lord, help me in these areas. Help me. Help me. Help me to be a woman of wisdom, of fewer words, but words that are powerful and that, you know, hit the target. So when we speak, let's give our name and the answer and move on, because, you know, we got several things we have to do. And, you know, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I may cut you off, so don't take it personal, because, you know, I'm telling you. All right. State your name and answer. How many parts of the Bible?
Two. Tetra.
All right. Good job. Two parts of the Bible. All right. So, next person. I'm glad. You know, I love that, Tekla, because you answered exactly the way I asked, and that was beautiful. Thank you so much. All right. Who can name two parts of the Bible? State your name. Give the answer.
Gloria Dean.
Evangelist one.
Go ahead, both of you. Go ahead.
We have the Old Testament.
The Old Testament and the New Testament.
Amen. Good job, Minister Tawanda and Minister Glory Dean. All right. So next question. How many books are in the Old Testament? State your name. Give the answer.
Esther, 39 books in the Old Testament.
Excellent. 39 books in the Old Testament. I love it. You guys are on point. You are on point. So how many books are in the New Testament? State your name. Give the answer.
Esther 27.
All right. Two people answered. Very good. Thelma and Esther, good job. 27. All right. All right. Who could tell me how many books are in the whole Bible?
Stephanie, 66 books.
In the whole Bible.
Amen. We got Stephanie, Esther, and Sister Thelma. Thank you so much. All right. Who wrote the book of Genesis? Don't think out loud. I mean, don't think out loud. Remember, few words. State the answer and your name and the answer.
Tekla, God.
Moses, Esther, Moses. Someone, Tekla, what did you say?
I said God.
Okay, yeah, but
God,
Moses.
God told him.
Inspired by God. Thank you so much. Amen. Both of you are correct. The Bible was written by certain people, inspired by God. Amen, amen. And he still inspires us today. Well, I thank God. All right. Turn your Bibles to the table of contents in your Bibles where it lists all of the books of the Bible. Where it lists all of the books of the Bible. Table of contents lists all the books of the Bible. You guys are on point. I appreciate you. Hallelujah. All right. So, state your name and read the first five books of the Bible.
Stephanie, yep. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Good job, Stephanie. Now, Thelma, you also answer, but even if somebody else answers, you still keep saying it. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how many, okay? Good job. All right, Sister Thelma, what are those first five books called?
Book of the Law.
The books of the law, yes. And state your name and tell me, why are those called the books of the law?
Stephanie, because they pertain to the Ten Commandments.
All right, what else? Excellent, good job. What else? That's one reason they're called the books of the law. They hold the Ten Commandments. What else?
Because God gave them to the Hebrew children.
All right, good job.
To live by the law.
All right, I'm still listening. Keep going, giving the answers. State your name. All right, they're called the books of the law because the laws are in that book. Who did God give the first law to?
Stephanie, Moses.
Before that, who did God give the first
Brian.
Law?
Brian, Adam.
Adam, who are you?
Brian.
Brian, thank you for joining us, Brother Brian. Adam, yes, he told Adam something. What did he tell Adam, Brother Brian?
To be fruitful and multiply and have dominion over all living things in the earth and to not eat the fruit from the tree of good and evil.
Amen. Now back up a little bit. He told him something. The first law he gave him, what was that? You're doing great, Brother Brian.
To be fruitful and multiply.
Before that, back up into chapter 1 and chapter 2. What did God tell Moses? He gave him a law.
Oh, do not eat from the tree of knowledge.
Yes, of good and evil. Don't eat. That was the first law. And who was Adam supposed to give that to? State your name and give the answer.
Stephanie, Eve.
Eve, yes. Eve. He was supposed to give it to Eve. All right. Now, this is what I want you to tell me. How many books are in the books of history? How many books? You know, it's divided up. Law, history, poetry, so forth.
Answer 12.
All right, 12 books of history. All right. I need someone to state your name and name them beginning from Esther all the way up. Name the books of the law from Esther all the way up.
Book of
law
or book of history?
Yes, ma'am. That's where we are right now, on the books of history, Sister Tekla. But I want you to name...
I know that you said law. That's
right. I apologize, Sister Tekla. You have to realize I'm a human being, but they understood what I meant. So when I leave something out, they understood when I said, even though I said books of law, they knew that I meant Esther up was history. Okay, so thank you so much. All right.
Gloria Dean. Gloria Dean. Yeah, we have Esther, Nehemiah, Israel, Second Chronicles, First Chronicles, Second Kings, First Kings, Second Samuel, First Samuel, Ruth, Judges, and Joshua.
Excellent. Good job. Now, she called one of the books by another name. What book did she call by another name? All right, nobody caught it? You got to be sharp.
Oh, yeah, I must have messed up.
Brother Brian, what name did she call another book?
Okay. Ma'am, I honestly don't know.
All right, she said Esther, Nehemiah, Israel, but she meant Ezra.
So
you got to I thought I did Ezra.
Wait a minute.
But
when you,
Ezra, but I know it's E-Z-R-A, Ezra.
Yes, ma'am. All right. So when you go to church, you got to open your word because leaders sometimes say the wrong scripture. They give wrong information. You got to check. The word of God says study. Show yourselves approved. Workmen that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. All right. I need somebody to find everybody. Second Chronicles, you got your Bibles? Second Chronicles 7, we're going to begin at verse 13. Second Chronicles.
Okay.
Second Chronicles chapter 7. All right. I just got it. Yeah. I just love each one of you. I thank you so much. You all are the ones that make the Wednesday Bible study. Yep. All right. So, anybody not have it yet? We're going to wait for a few minutes. All right. Abiadu, are you ready yet? You may have texted me, but I'm in the middle of Bible study, so I didn't even see it. I'm sorry. Nope, you're not ready yet. Yeah, let me know. Brother Brian, who gave you the number?
Yes, ma'am, it was him.
I figured. Thank you. Thank you. That's my son. And I'm adopting you as well.
Amen. Amen.
All right, Sister Tekla, if you would read 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13.
When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people.
All right. So God is saying, look here, if he shut up heaven and there is no rain, and he commanded locusts to devour the land, he will send a pestilence among the people. What is the word? What's the meaning of the word pestilence? Take your name and
tell. Plague.
Tekla, plague.
All right. Evangelist. Okay, good, Tekla. Evangelist Shawanda. I'm sorry, I could not hear you.
It means diseases.
Okay, good. All right, both of you are correct. A pestilence is a fatal epidemic disease. And what do we have in the land today?
The COVID-19, Evangelist Shawanda, the COVID-19 coronavirus.
That's it.
Definitely.
A fatal epidemic disease. And it is killing people left and right. So we're going to pray today for the Lord to have more mercy. We're going to repent and ask the Lord to have more mercy. All right. So, Evangelist Shawanda, would you read 2 Chronicles 7:14?
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. All right.
Amen.
So whose land is it that God is going to heal? Whose land?
The land of wicked ones, the land of those that that truly honor that scripture, those who truly repent and humble
right,
ourselves.
Hold up there. Excellent. Now, I want you to bring it home, and I want you to tell me some specific land that he's going to heal today. Someone different than Minister Shawanda. Come on, give me a short sentence.
Okay. Definitely
whose
America.
Land is God talking about? I can't hear you.
The United States of America.
All right, America. Who else land is God going to heal?
Israel.
I think it's Stephanie.
You got to state Stephanie, your name.
Stephanie, he's going to heal the entire earth.
Amen, the land of the earth. But what do we have to do before he does it? State your name and give the answer.
Stephanie, turn from our wicked ways and seek his face.
All right. Thelma, all right. Repeat Thelma. That again, Thelma.
You need to repent.
Amen.
Turn
Sister
from
Stephanie.
Our wicked and evil ways.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Sister Stephanie, say that again.
I forgot what I said. I said that if we turn from our wicked ways and seek his face.
Amen. Amen.
Gloria Dean.
Yes.
He said, if we humble ourselves, humble ourselves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, we got to humble ourselves, turn from our wicked ways, and he'll heal every continent, Africa, Asia, Antarctica, North America, South America, Europe. Which one did I leave out?
Australia.
I left one out.
North America. Would you say? I didn't put How did you say that? I didn't understand.
Okay, those were the seven continents. We live
right.
in North America, but I said Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America, Europe. I left one of them out. So those are the
and
seven.
Antarctica.
Okay.
Antarctica and Africa.
Thank
Australia.
You. Second time. Well, thank you so much.
Did you say
yes.
Australia?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I got them all this
yes.
time. So now we're
okay.
moving on. We're moving on.
Yes.
No, I apologize because sometimes we can't hear each other because of the phone systems today. They're not always clear, but I'm going to do my best to be clear. All right, so, yes, we got to turn from our wicked ways and he will heal our land. All right, so, you know, his word is very, very true. His word is true. Now, 2 Chronicles 7, 15 says, "Now my eyes shall be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place." So we're going to make a prayer in this place today. His ears, his eyes are going to hear, see, his ears are going to hear our prayers, and we're going to pray, you know, for the land and every continent. We're going to repent. We're going to pray. He says, "For now have I chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually." All the time. It's not going to stop. All the time. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray in the spirit. Those of you who don't pray in the spirit, you can just pray however the Lord leads you. We're going to pray for 1 minute. I'll pray loud, and then we'll stop it, and then we'll move on. So let's start. 1, 2, 3. Moko shabaka de eke o da 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 baka de 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 de
Oh,
Amen, amen, amen. I thank God you are pressing your way in the spirit of the Most High God. He promised he would hear our prayers and he would heal our land. He would see what we were doing and he would hear what we are saying. So I'm going to ask Sister Tekla. And so I want you to pay attention to the clock that's in front of you on your phone. I want you to pray for 1 minute concerning God healing the land of every nation, all 7 continents. 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Kora badiandesha nandorli madiandar la kare shadandirli kaladeri. Father, we thank you for bringing healing to every nation in every continent, starting from Antarctica and America. Korabisha Dandori Mandiri, Tiadastra Bandora Mandiri, Kiradori. And thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the way that you're bringing healing to Asia, to Europe, to Australia, and Antarctica, Antarctica, and Africa, all 7 continents, Father. We thank you for every nation. Every nation that is in wherever. Sorry, I have to go. This guy is calling.
All right, go ahead. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord God, for healing our land, healing every nation, every continent, every tongue, in the name of Jesus. And we just honor your presence. We thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do. Oh, Father, we repent before you. We ask you, Lord, for forgive us for every error. Forgive us, Lord, for every abomination. Every secret fault, forgive us, Lord, for everything that's against your will. Forgive us, oh God, for every iniquity in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, Lord, for all the things that we do, murders of our unborn babies, violent, hideous crimes. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, when we don't love you like we should with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Forgive us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Yerubaka, oh God, for allowing rape and murders, abandonment, stealing of our children. Forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for draw all addictions, oh God, alcohol, drugs, sex, violence, addictions of the cell phone, addictions, everything that take us away from you. Forgive us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for hearing this prayer as we cry unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God, for healing the land. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. We give you honor, glory, and praise. You are the God that heals our land. And we are thanking you, Lord God, for healing our land of this epidemic, this coronavirus, the disease, and all those germs and things. You have rescued us. You have kept us. Germs on our hands, on our face, in our bodies, germs in the atmosphere, germs in the air, germs in our homes, germs in our car, germs in the store. You have kept us. If it had not been for you on our side, oh, my God, we would not be breathing today in the name of Jesus. So we cry out to you, Lord God, heal our land. Oh, God, when people are cussing you out, when they are shaking their fists in your face, when they are burning Bibles, forgive us, Lord. When they are murdering
the unborn who can't speak for themselves when they're kidnapping our children off the street, out of their beds. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, when we have committed euthanasia with the senior citizens. We have stopped them breathing. We said, okay, we had enough of them suffering, and we took their lives. Lord, forgive us, oh God, for all the hideous crimes where they cut babies up in a put them in a shoebox and buried them in the earth, oh God, when they have taken women and men as slaves for sex slaves, sex trafficking. Forgive us, Lord, when we, your people, who are called by your name, have allowed all these things to take place. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us, Lord, for sins unknown, unnamed. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, when we don't love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and all of our strength. And, Lord, forgive us for a lying spirit when we say we love you, but we don't love the people in our household. We don't love our relatives. We don't love our neighbors. Oh, God, forgive us for a double-mindedness in the name of Jesus. Forgive us when we have done abominous things against you, tarot card readings, when we have done gone to the voodoo person and we have said, do this, tell us what's going on. When we've gone to the person that read the whatever it is, your palm. Oh, God, palm readers, forgive us, Lord. When we didn't depend on you, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us when we neglect our children, oh, God. When we play with our puppies or our dogs and we don't say, baby, come here. Let mama hug you. Let daddy hug you. When we don't nurture our children, but we cuss them out and we call them all kinds of so-and-sos. Forgive us, Lord. Oh, God, when we neglect the senior citizens, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our great-great-grand, oh, yeah, those that are living, when we neglect them, when we leave them in a nursing home and shut them off somewhere, forgive us when we don't visit them and spend time with them. Forgive us, Lord. And, Lord, you know all the sins, abominations, errors, sins of omission, sins of commission that we have committed against you. You only have we sinned and done these things in your sight. Forgive us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
All right, get your Bibles ready. I'm going to ask Sister Stephanie if she would read the entire book of chapter 6. We're in Genesis chapter 6, so we're going to give everybody a minute or two. Get your Bibles and turn to Genesis chapter 6, where we left off.
Chapter 7.
Verse 7.
Genesis chapter 6. That's where we're going. We're going to start, she's going to start at verse 1 and read all the way to verse 22. Thank God.
Has everyone reached the spot? Genesis chapter 6.
You could go ahead, Sister Stephanie. Start at verse 1.
Yes, ma'am. Chapter 6, and it reads, "And it came to pass that when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they choose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always thrive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. And there were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, many men of renown. And God said that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented that the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy a man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both men and beasts of the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. There were generations of Noah. Noah was just a man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupted before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the face, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh was corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood, rooms that shall make of the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, and beneath it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and it in a cubit shall thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come unto the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee, and every living thing of the flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring unto the ark, and keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind and cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing on the earth after its kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee, to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee all of the food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it and to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank God for the reading of the word. Awesome. You're an excellent reader. Thank God for you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Well, let's do a little bit of review. Who remembers what basically what Genesis chapter 1 and 2 was about? Who can just give me like, you know, one word sentence, what was Genesis 1 and 2 about?
Stephanie, the creation of the land, the creation of the world.
Okay, the creation, okay. All right. Anybody else remembers? What else? Chapter 1 and 2. All right. That's where, you know, the Adam and Eve also, the first family, came into existence. All right, let's move on to Genesis chapter 3 and 4. Anybody remember basically what that was about?
Stephanie, this is when Satan tempted Eve with the fruit of knowledge of good and evil.
Yes. All right, all right. Okay. And also God punished Adam and Eve and the serpent during that chapter, or chapter 5. Who remembers? What was the chapter 5 about, basically?
Stephanie, again, by the generations of Adam.
Amen. She's using her Bible now. She got them written up at the top of her Bible like me. Hallelujah. The generations, yeah, the genealogy of the age and death of the patriarchs from Adam to Noah, and also the godliness and translation of Enoch. So we're now in chapter 6. Chapter 6. All right, so I'm going to ask you some questions. And, of course, you know, we're going to have homework again, homework. So chapter 6,
verse 8.
How did God feel about Noah?
God found grace in the eyesight of
him. Okay, I'm asking. All right, I'm going to say the question again. How did God feel about Noah?
God found grace in the eyesight of Noah.
Okay, we got to reverse it. Noah found grace in the eyesight of God.
Okay.
You were correct, but you just had the names in the wrong place.
Okay.
Yeah. So what is grace? What's another word for grace? Someone give me the answer. Noah found grace in the eyes of God. What's the word for grace?
Brian, I want to say mercy.
All right.
Mercy. Well, another word for grace is
your name. Don't forget to give your name. Okay, sister.
Gloria Dean.
Gloria Dean.
Another name for grace is unmerited favor.
Unmerited favor. All right, we said mercy. Anybody else? State your name and give it.
Something we don't deserve.
I'm sorry, I did not hear you.
Unmerited favor, something we don't deserve.
Yes, yes, I heard you. I'm talking about, it was someone else that,
Gloria Dean.
Uh-huh.
Unconditionally love.
Okay. All right, so all of those apply to how God felt about Noah. Okay, now, next question. Genesis 6 and 5. What was the wickedness that God saw in the earth of that time? What was the wickedness?
Stephanie, homosexuality, overindulging in alcohol, just committing sin.
Okay, thank you. What else? Anybody else want to add to that? That was good. Thank you.
Gloria Dean, every imagination of the thoughts of the heart was so evil continually.
Amen. All right. Anybody else? You guys are doing great. Keep going.
Brian, I want to say everyone on earth was constantly living in sin.
Yes. Except.
No.
All right. You're right, Brian. But everyone was living in sin except who was not?
Noah.
Evangelist Noah.
Yes. Thank you, Evangelist Shawanda. You gave your name. Good job. Yes. Noah and his family, they were the exception. They were not living in wickedness, but the other people were. So everything that you see today, that's what they were doing. Every sin that you see today, they were doing that same thing. That spirit followed us, followed them. I mean, that spirit that was in them has followed down through the generations. So what did God say that he did according to man? How did God feel when he saw all the wickedness? How did he feel?
Evangelist Wanda, he was sorry he made man.
Sorry
he created man.
Uh-huh. Good. Evangelist Wanda, Glory Dean, what did you say?
He repented of making man.
Yes, he repented. Yes, he was sorrowful. Can you imagine you birth these children in the earth and you teach them the right way. You tell them the rules of your house and they start sucking their teeth, rolling their eyes. You tell them something, they rebel against you. You say, go to bed at such and such and they are going to do what they want to do. Can you imagine how God felt? And how he feels, because we do the same thing. I'm guilty. I'm guilty of sin and disobedience. But when you give our lives to Christ, sometimes we're always forgiven. Not sometimes, we're always forgiven. But a lot of times we're not delivered from certain things.
there are certain things that we still have to be delivered from. You say, I thought sister so-and-so, sister, I thought she was saved. I thought brother so-and-so. Yeah, they are saved. They're not delivered from certain things. You see some people that are saved and they still lying. They still gambling. They still cheating. They still fornicating. They say, but they're not delivered. They're wallowing in the mud. They're still in the pit. Hopefully they'll hurry up and get to the palace. But, yeah, they are, you know, all of us have been there. I know when I got saved, I wasn't delivered. I had to get delivered from many things and still being delivered today. I have not arrived, and neither are as any of us. All right. So, moving right along. Some of the hideous crimes were, we named some of them, murder, abortions, addictions, hatred, adultery, fornication, passion, greed, insanity, assassination, murder of our children, murder of young black men, suicide, our children killing themselves, and abortion. And God is very upset. He's very angry because I don't know about y'all, but, Lord, I'm asking you to find favor, that I find favor in your eyesight, oh God, that I find favor in your eyesight. Because, I mean, look around. The world is in turmoil, in confusion. The world is in trouble. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, I pray all day. No, no, you got to set aside a specific time and say, Lord, today I'm coming to pray for my city. I'm coming to pray for my state. I'm coming to pray for my family. I'm coming to pray for the families of the world. I'm coming to pray against abortion. I'm coming to pray against, you know, all the evil in the world. You got to set aside a time. I know you pray when you wash your clothes. You pray when you at work. You pray in your car. But no, set aside a time. That's what Jesus did. He prayed when he walked the street. But he had a set aside time. He asked the disciples, can you pray with me for 1 hour? He took time every day. He made sure he stayed connected to the Father. Now, ask yourself a question. Do not answer me. Answer yourself silently. Lord, am I still connected to you? I'm telling you, I was going to church every Sunday, every Wednesday, every time the doors open, but I was disconnected from God and didn't know it. I wasn't studying my Bible. I wasn't setting aside a time to pray. I wasn't being obedient to God in every area of my life. So you, each one of us, have to, you know, search our souls. We have to search to see if we be in the faith. And, you know, all of us are guilty of something. We say, oh, yeah, I do this here. You know the rich young ruler, what he said. He said, yeah, I do that. I did all those things. Jesus named off all these things. He said, yeah, I've been doing those since I was a child. He said, yeah, but you're lacking in one thing. So I'm asking myself, Caritha, Sister G, what are you lacking in that I need to give to God? Am I lacking in my time and my service to God? Am I lacking in my offering or my tithes? Am I lacking in, you know, sins of omission, commission? What am I lacking in? So we got to all ask ourselves those questions. So homework. This is our homework next Wednesday. I'm going to read it a couple of times. If you forget it, would you please call me, text me? Call me, text me, and ask me, what's the homework? All right. So we already know we're going to be still in Genesis. We're moving to chapter 7. 7 means new beginning. I'm sorry. I apologize. Completion. Completion. 8 means new beginning. So 7 means completion. So we're completing, like, you know, the first chapters 1 through 6, and we're moving on to chapter 7. So every day, read
Genesis chapter 7, verse 1 through 24. So before you roll out the bed, get your Bible. Read. I don't care how you read, when you read, but read. Sometime during the day. Don't wait till 12 o'clock at night and say, oh, Lord, I'm ready tomorrow. I'm so tired. No. Oh, wait. Read it first thing in the morning. Got to go to work? Get up a little early. Get up 25 minutes, 30 minutes early, hour early. Read. Got to cook for your family? Get up and read. Don't be slowful. All right. So the next, once you read, start getting your questions together. Five questions and five answers. Genesis 7. Anybody need me to repeat? All right.
Yeah, repeat it, please.
All right. Genesis chapter 7, verses 1 through 24. Every day, read it. Then do your five questions and your five answers to those questions. But next week, next Wednesday. Now, here we're going to step it up a little bit. If you know the books of the law, that's great. You're ahead. If you know the books of the history, you're ahead. But if you don't, memorize what the books of the law are. Memorize the books of history. And then memorize Genesis 1:1. Almost everybody know it. Who can say it for me right now? Genesis 1:1. State your name.
Stephanie. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
All right, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Good job. All right, so we got the homework. All right, now, today, I'm going to ask you guys, you're going to have to, what they say, step it up. We're going to step up this Bible study. So I have several targets we need to pray for. So I'm going to call a target. You state your name if you would like to pray for that. And then give me a minute, and I'll call on you. But I'm going to state them, several of them, and you tell me who would like to pray for that target. Now, you have pray in about 2 seconds. 2 seconds. So that means you're going to cut out repeating yourself. You're going to cut out, you know, certain things. You're going to pray. Hit the target and let the next person come. Hit the target, okay? So we're going to be people of few words, but right on target. All right. So I need somebody who can pray for homeless families. Give me your name.
Tekla Audrey.
All right, Tekla. Okay, hold up. All right, I asked her, but I'll call on you. Just wait. After she finished, I need someone to pray for the end of abortion. Who would like to pray for
Stephanie.
The end of abortion?
Stephanie.
All right, Sister Stephanie. Okay, good. All right. Who would like to pray for the elderly? State your name. Oh, we need praying people. Sister Thelma, okay, Sister Thelma, you're going to pray for the elderly, all right? Who would like to pray, petition Father God to end the coronavirus? Somebody who did not state their name.
Gloria Dean.
All right,
Gloria Dean.
All right, I'll remind you when and what you need to pray for shortly. All right, last one right now. Who would like to pray for our country? For our country. Hello? Somebody? Who would like to pray for our country? Minister Shawanda, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you pray for our country?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Okay, now, okay, so remember, you only going to pray, hit the target, and then I'm going to call the next person and tell them. So we're going to be right on target. We're not going to pray these long, drawn-out prayers. We're just going to pray, hit the target, and hush. Got it? All right, here we go. We're in training. Hallelujah. All right, Sister Tekla, homeless families.
Okay, Father, we praise and thank you. We give glory to you. Father, we come before your throne room. There's nothing that is not seen by you. You see every person, man or woman or child that is homeless. And we cry out to you on behalf of each one of them, known to us or unknown to us. And we ask that whatever that is causing them homeless be changed, Lord. That their lives be washed by the blood and transformed, and they will get to know you and surrender their life to you, and they will find home where they will have a roof over their head and a family and loving family, or even otherwise that every their needs are met. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you. You know each one of them by their name. And Lord, if they need to be delivered from demons, then we ask that they will be, you send people to deliver them from demons, or they, you will send them where they will be delivered by those who can deliver them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Excellent job. Now, this is something I forgot to mention. Even though the person is praying out loud, the rest of us are to pray, you know, for the same target. Everybody pray for the same target, but one person's leading. Okay, but don't pray out loud so we can hear you, but let that person pray out loud. All right, Sister Stephanie, end of abortion. Yeah, I'm praying for you.
Yes,
go ahead, baby.
Most holy everlasting God, Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne grateful, God. Lord God, I ask that you I lift up abortion unto you, Lord God. May you permit your people to stop committing murder of your children, Lord God. Lord God, of your gift of life, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of God, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. All right. We're all praying for it. All right. Sister Thelma, the elderly.
Come before you, Father God, in the name. All knowing, all seeing, and all hearing God. Father, as you look at the children, of the clothes and the care that your heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name, would send help. Because God, you are a God that will supply all their needs according to your riches in glory, God. And we believe without a doubt, Father, glory, God. And thank you, God, for supplying all their needs in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Thelma. All right, Glory Dean, pray for God's will to stop the coronavirus. Petition him and his will be done. Glory Dean.
Thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for that bonding and loosing prayer. Father God, we thank you because you give us how to pray and what to pray. So, Father, and you're giving us a authority. Right? God,
yes.
We bind up that virus. We bind it up. We lose the blood of Jesus upon the medicine and upon the ventilators and everything, God. And we loose, as we bind up this virus, we loose it straight, nonstop, into the midst of the sea, into hell. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. My God, you guys are right on target. Hallelujah. All right. Now, we got just a few more minutes. Does anyone want to share anything? We're going to be doing a closing prayer soon. Anybody want to share anything?
Yes, Esther. I would like to wish my friend, Miss Maisie, a happy birthday tomorrow. She's only 95 years old. On the 7th.
August the 7th?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Thank you. All right. right.
And
everybody
also
else.
This is a big deal. And I want to thank you that you keep doing this Bible study. And I pray that God continue to give you the strength to keep going on and on and continue to spread his word and let him use you the way he wants to use you. And thank you for allowing him to use you and reaching out to us. And you actually, you are a huge impact to some people's lives. And I thank God for that, for getting to know you. Thank God.
Thank you, my son. You weren't able. Are you at work, my son?
I was on my way home, and I'm home now.
All right. You still want to play that song, or it's not today?
I am ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Amen. Did I skip anybody from doing anything? Did I skip anybody?
Yes, you skipped me.
Yes,
I was supposed to Esther.
You did what?
I was supposed to sing.
Oh, honey, thank you so much for letting me know, reminding me. I'm sorry. I've got so many, doing so many things. Okay, Esther, what are you going to sing today? Thank you.
Sing it all my life.
All right, I love it. Go ahead.
Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want.
for the psalms that were sang today by Gloria Dean, Abiodu, and Esther. Awesome, awesome. I thank God for the prayer warriors. Did I skip any prayers today?
No.
All right. I don't want to leave nobody out. Did I skip anything today? Because, you know, I'm one person. I make mistakes, so y'all got to help me out.
I think I'll
It's Brian Nicky.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Brian, what did you say?
I just wanted to thank everyone again. This has truly been a blessing to be a part of the call.
Amen. It's been a blessing having you as a part of the call. Thank you. Come again. Next Wednesday, Lord,
yes,
say the
ma'am.
Same. We'll be on.
Yes, ma'am.
Gloria Dean. I must have forgotten when you said you was praying for everything. I missed the one that you said, pray for the country. Someone prayed for the country.
Okay, that was Minister Shawanda. That's why I thought I left her out.
I misunderstood. I was waiting for that to be prayed for, but she prayed first for that, right?
Yeah.
Well, Minister Shawanda, did you pray?
Oh.
Minister Shawanda? Wait, Gloria Dean. Minister Shawanda.
Yes, I'm here.
Did you pray for our country?
No, ma'am. I'm sorry. I don't believe you. You let me. You gave me.
Okay,
I thought
I left out, but I wasn't sure. Mm-hmm. All right, can you say a quick prayer for our country?
Yes. Just, Father, we thank you for our country. We pray, Father, that you will release an outpouring of your Holy Spirit in our country and in everybody's life, Lord God, and that those who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, that, God, you will release salvation into their lives, into their homes. We pray, God, for healing in our country, dear Lord, that you, God, will release your healing virtue upon all those, Lord, that are in touch, that are in need of a touch from you. We thank you, dear Lord, for what you're about to do in our country, dear Lord. We thank you for the prayers that have been going up before the throne of grace, God, that you will bring back the answers for our country. You know exactly what each and every one needs in our country. And we thank you for healing, deliverance, salvation, miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blessings of the Lord in our country. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Thank you
amen.
So much.
Amen.
Thank
you.
Yes. Amen. Amen. I love it. You know, we pray the target, because sometimes, you know, we could pray for 10, 15 minutes and still not really hit the target. So it's not the length of prayers, but it's just, you know, that we can hit the target that we're asking for. So I thank God for each of you. I love each of you. We will be on this Saturday on Bible Storyland at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. It will be Family Day. Same number you called today, you could call in. It will be Family Day. So we are looking forward to you all coming. You're invited to come on. Let me see if anything else. We're also having coming up, it's going to be Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, the University of Bible Study. So that's coming up soon. I'll give you that information as it, you know, about a week, few weeks before it come up. So, getting ready to close out.
Sister G,
I'm sorry, someone said something.
Corita? Uh-huh.
All right. Yes, Tekla.
Something I feel like we really missed and which is happening now. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, one of the things that really God hated was when daughters of men had a relationship with demons and brought about giants. And that is happening. It's beginning now, where people are having relationships. They're calling for demons. And this is why the world is getting so corrupted, because they're worshiping demons. They're calling out demons, and they have become actually Satan worshippers. And most of the things that even happening now, even among the riots, they're openly declaring they are Satan worshippers. So this is something we really need to pray
that. Right. Thank you so much for sharing that. Someone else said something also. May I have your name?
Now, this is Stephanie. I have a request of you.
Okay.
Could you please send out on Friday about Saturday? Because I will forget.
Say that again.
Could you please send out a text about Saturday's Bible study? Because I know me, I will forget.
Okay, I will.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to write myself a note to include you in the Saturday Bible study. Okay.
Can we pray against those Satan worshippers?
No, not right now. We're going to need to end. But you could call me later, okay, and you and I can do it. But, you know, we have to end now. All right, now, I want to say this also. We have someone in the background talking on another line or something. On the radio, all sounds are picked up. So you want to mute your phone if you're talking to someone else on another line or doing something else. Just out of courtesy, you know, to each other. All right.
This is Gloria Dean. I'm very sorry. My granddaughter came to bring me some water. I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't have to tell us that. You could just hang up, baby. It's okay. Those are things we don't necessarily need to know, but you just go ahead and hang up,
I thought I was talking low.
Yeah. Also,
no, it's okay.
Evangelist
it's okay.
Shawanda.
Yeah. Yeah, Shawanda.
Also, the majority of the time someone was praying, I could hear the television more than I can hear the person. I don't know if they're in a situation where they have no control over it.
Right.
That's what I was mostly hearing.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
so I figured it had to be.
Those things we want to be mindful of.
Yeah.
All righty. So we're getting ready to hang up. Laura Dean, are you still there?
I'm still here. Praise God. I
Is your granddaughter still there?
No, the other lady came and knocked at the door.
Nope.
But everybody's gone now.
You don't have to give me all the details, but can you give us a closing prayer?
Yes, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just thank you for today's lesson, God. We thank you, Lord, that each one of us understood, and we thank you, Lord, that it was brought forth, God, everything we needed to know. Thank you, God, for helping our memory, Father. And, God, at my age, I've been praying, God, please bring back my memory, God. Renew my youth as an eagle. So we thank you, Lord, that you renew our youth as an eagle, and God, that you renew our strength as the wings of an eagle. We just thank you for the day, God. We thank you for the lesson that each week we will learn more and more, God, and to memorize what we can, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for Carita, God, how she can bring forth, how God has really given her that ability. We believe and know that she has been chosen by God to be a teacher, God. And we thank you, Lord, she's an anointed teacher, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, how she got that vocation of Bible class together, God. We thank you for her, God. We ask, God, that you continue to minister to her, God, continue to teach her, God, that she can teach us. And we thank you, Lord, and bless every family, God, that's represented on this line. All of us, God, protect us, God, away from that pestilence, God, that virus, God, that you put the blood of Jesus upon all of us and our families, God. And we thank you, we love you, Father God, that you're keeping us into your stead. Hallelujah, in Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I love you all. Gloria Dean, you going to play a closing song for us? Or you got time? All right. Don't worry about it if you can't do it. A bill do make you do it.
Okay, you want me to play it? Oh, either one.
Go ahead. I don't care. One of y'all start one. Hallelujah. Love y'all.
Okay. Love you too.
Love
all of you.
Okay, you can go on. Play it.
Somebody play a closing song, please.
Yeah, he's playing it.
Okay.